Anti-gunners promote gun violence? Hypocrites. No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of arms. Thomas Jefferson said that, Virginia Constitution, Draft 1, in 1776. It is interesting to me to see the blatant hypocrisy of them that are to serve the people when they attempt to try and do a disservice by asking us, we the people, to do the opposite of what it is that they themselves do. For example, the People's Pope, of all people, was in America attempting to perpetuate global anti-gun propaganda? What does the Pope have to do with guns, you might ask? That's what I'm asking. Exactly. Aside of the obvious, Pope Francis is the one who said, people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. Yet I noticed that he had 18 armed gun-toting Secret Service members protecting himself from the people that he is supposed to serve. Oh, and P.S., along with the bulletproof glass on his car, it's funny because I didn't see Jesus doing that when he was serving the people. What did the current president, Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru? He said that he wants to keep America safe, therefore he wants to stop gun violence. Well, how does he want to do that? Well, he wants to disarm you. This all the while, he has 25 armed Secret Service in view when he goes public to prevent himself from the people, again, that he is to serve? William Pitt the Younger, in a speech in the House of Commons, November 18, 1783, said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Tench Cox said in the Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789, as civil rulers, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Since when is it government's business to attempt to strip the rights of the American people away from them? It isn't. Neither do they have the constitutional authority to do so. Thomas Jefferson said, the Constitution of most of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed. Samuel Adams, who happened to say, in the Massachusetts Ratifying Convention in 1788, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. So therefore, apparently, the above said, these anti-gunners have not read the Bill of Rights, which are, in truth, thou shall not to those that serve we the people. But, and I said but, if the government can get you asking the wrong questions, well, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. The way they do this is to create an unlawful debate. A debate where they desire to gut the pith and marrow out of your God-given rights in an attempt, again, to disarm you. Remember what John F. Kennedy said. He said, the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. So let me reiterate. Government does not have a right to tear down the Constitution and its enumerated laws in an attempt to recreate one that fits a global agenda and a global government. Oh, speaking of which, what of the United Nations? The United Nations would have you believe that they are there to keep the peace, but if you take the time to pull their cover, you will see the peace they mean to keep is through arms. The gun with a knotted snub nose on a pistol in front of the headquarters in New York contradicts their message outside of their building, because when you go inside of the building, guess what's standing there? Armed guards protecting the workers within with guns from guess who? Anybody that would intrude and bring harm. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. George Mason referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith. The debates in the several states' conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, June 14, 1788. And there is only one reason, folks. There would be a global gun initiative to disarm all citizens. Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God. That God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat
rocker. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, so I'm scrolling and keeping my eye on what's going on in Minnesota. I'm getting the billboards out there. I'm getting the paper ads out there. I'm staying in contact with people that matter, that are actually doing something out there, that are showing the world their faith, not by their deceptive means and believing that they're saved when in fact they're not at all. Read James 2:14 through 26. And in the process of doing so, all of a sudden I start scrolling and I start seeing a woman at the capital of the state of Minnesota who happens to be a Muslim. It's interesting how those guys are just getting installed without the approval of the people, but they're doing it anyways. And interestingly enough, she's calling for the disarmament of certain types of guns. And I just want to highlight this, friends, because I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. No. Let me just say it again. The American people need to understand what the word no means. Because for the 50,000th time on this show, I've shared with the American people that you do have God-given rights. And your said representative government do not have any sense of a right in any sense of the word to come after the Second Amendment. Americans, let me ask you, are you tired? Are you tired of being accused of the crimes of the guilty? Because have you noticed that every single time an incident goes down, there is the media, the mockingbird media, with the useful idiots going after the law abiders for the crimes of the lawbreakers? Are you tired of it yet? Are you tired of seeing your said representatives initiate policy which undermines the Second Amendment to go ahead and disarm you while they're surrounded by security, armed security detail? Are you tired of it? Have you not seen what it is that I've seen? Have you not understood when I tell you time and time again, Americans, that you are under attack? Now, let me tell you, the last mercy you have here, friends, is the fact that you're still an armed people. Last week, I highlighted the fact that in Britain, 30 years after those fools forfeited their God-given rights to their corrupt government that's under the control of those that mean to initiate a global cause and a global order. 30 years after they disarmed, they now have disarmed police going door to door to those disarmed citizens, constituents there in that country, arresting them for Facebook posts. Did you hear what I said? Arresting them for Facebook posts. Do you not understand that you cannot enforce the rights that you have without the Second Amendment? And that Second Amendment right was given unto you by your creator. Let me go back to Lysander Spooner. He said to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding, me and you, that their God-given rights and liberties to do the right thing depend not on our own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and of the lawless. Americans, enough is enough. It's time that the American people understand that your said representatives, those that initiate policy to undermine your Constitution, first of all, understand that it's null and void. Second of all, understand that when they initiate that which contradicts the Constitution and it's not congruent with the Constitution, the American people are to impeach them and prosecute them. What don't the people understand that you've already been given provision by your forefathers to hold them accountable for the crimes that they mean to initiate? Now, when I go over to the Second Amendment, it says a well-regulated militia. That's me and you, Americans. That's me and you. And we're supposed to be the ones that are called up to repeal invasion and to basically put down not only invasion concerning the illegals, but also domestic insurrection. What do we see in place of the militia, me and you, and armed citizenry? The media attacks us when we defend ourselves, and then they use unconstitutional federal agencies, which are being used against the American people, to come put down what, in fact, those that they're working for are putting up. I hope you understand what I'm telling you. They create the problem. They play the problem solver over and over again. So, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 tells us that we are the militia, and I want you to listen carefully, the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia, me and you, being necessary to the security of a free state, not a people that are in bondage, but a free state, the right, the God-given right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, we all understand what the word infringed means, right? Webster's 1828. Not to violate, to break, to infringe upon means to violate or to transgress the law in the process of violating our God-given rights, which means, once again, we need to take the time and understand they don't have the right to do what they're doing today. The Second Amendment does not grant us the right to bear arms. The Lord did that. The Second Amendment denies your said representative in this limited constitutional republic the authority to infringe upon our rights to bear arms. There's no reason for debate. Why are we watching two sides that are playing an unconstitutional game in this uniparty system act like they're enemies? Well, they're trying to disarm us while they're being protected by armed security detail. Hey, folks, you need to understand a communist system can be recognized by the fact that it spares the criminals and criminalizes the political opponents. Why do I say that? Because it's absolutely true. Is it not? Criminals don't ask for permits to use weapons illegally? Absolutely not. What are the bad guys in the halls of government doing? Well, they're aiding and abetting those criminals on the streets who already have the means illegally to bear arms against anybody that they want to. They're not working for the law abider. They're working for the law breaker. So you understand, we're going to get to this in just a couple minutes. I want to cover a couple things before we get to that point. If you'd like to call in, that number is 1-281-845-4704. 1-281-845-4704. Stick to the topic. Again, I'm going to run through a couple topics that are important for the American people to take heed to, because the mainstream media, once again, is censoring and suppressing this information, which is pertinent to the American people, so they can get a balance of what's going on out there. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And again, 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War, he said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend."
Oh, my goodness. All right, so folks, I'm going to pour some gas on this fire so you guys can all understand what's happening. One of the things that I continuously highlight is the fact that, for example, you see it on a daily basis here. You have an administration coming in as the hero to the people, not understanding that Albert Pike, a 33rd degree Mason who's now in hell where he deserves to be, he's the one that said, "When the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up." But he'll do the biddings of the bad guy, not the good guy. He'll call himself a good guy, but he'll do the deeds of the devil, right? 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Well, that's all you guys have seen. That's all America has witnessed. That's all the world has observed of America today, is Donald saying that he's going to make America great again, but he's been doing just the exact opposite if we judge him according to Scripture, Matthew 7:16-20. And I continuously highlight Isaiah 5:20, that he does the opposite of what he says he's going to do. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason that what I'm showing the people on social media platforms right now is a Coley Vang, okay? Coley Vang, who admitted being an illegal alien in Minnesota,
has just been sworn in as the mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota. Well, as I'm looking down on the ignorant that don't take the time to know the difference in discerning spiritually the truth of the matter, one guy said, this is a slam dunk. Ice, go get her. Folks, are you people kidding me? The fraud in Minnesota, the fraud across the country, the crimes that have been highlighted and committed by corrupt politicians for decades in this country, it has gone no further than the conservatives grilling them. That's why we call them the great American appeasers, because there is no justice. Why? Because they're on the same team. For anybody to suggest that ICE has been put in place to get rid of the illegals, you have got to be out of your mind. Again, as I said at the offset of the show during the first segment, it's the militia that's to be called up to deal with what's going on to suppress this invasion, this domestic insurrection that's being created by corrupt politicians, the mainstream media, and the illegals that have been allured into the country to do exactly what it is that they're doing today. It's all a show. It's all bought and paid for. But again, to suggest that this individual is going to be arrested by ICE, I want to highlight this. This post that I'm showing the people right now, affiliates, happens to be a refugee from Laos, okay? Laos. And now she's in the government and she's attacking the people of the state of Minnesota, okay? That's called treason. That's what she's doing, okay? She's treacherous to her God. That means she's unfaithful in her covenant. Yet she has the audacity to put her hand on the Bible to swear to uphold the laws that she is now attacking on a 24/7 basis like the rest of this criminal administration. And it's not just Minnesota. It's happening all across the country, okay? I want you to understand this post is 2 hours old. Where's ICE, people? ICE and the federal government are highlighting the fact that ICE is going after all these illegals. Nonsense. I just had a friend out in northern Minnesota call me a week ago and say that he was doing some work and he went over to a manufacturer, which is about 45 minutes away from where he lived, only to go inside and find out that all the workers were Muslims. Isn't that interesting? Hey, folks, Muslims historically have been used as mercenaries in the hands of those that are pulling their strings. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Folks, you better start perking up. You better start waking up to what's going on because, as I've said so many times, there is no more road to kick the can down, just so you know. But again, let's go back. This woman, okay, Miss Fang, she admitted being an illegal alien who has just been sworn in as the mayor of St. Paul in Minnesota. She said, quote, I am illegal in this country. My parents are illegal here in this country. But yet somehow or another, she has been sworn in to be the mayor of St. Paul. Hey, folks, where's ICE? Huh? Let's try to at least just play along. Let's play stupid. Let's play the fools in the hand of these cunning, insidious little devils. John 8:44. Where are they? Folks, it's all an illusion to keep you from actually standing up, just like that of none other than what they did back in the 1920s under the Bolsheviks. Just get the people to believe that we're taking care of everything. Just like the QAnon censors today. We've got it. Don't worry about it. What is that for? That's a strategy to what? To neutralize their opposition. And it's exactly what's going on today. Well, ICE has got this. No, ICE doesn't have this. The American people either have this or they don't have this. Because you're the one that are supposed to play the man in these particular situations. Not ICE, but the militia. What does the media do to you all the time, Americans? Law-abiding owners that have over 400 million guns in your hands. There's a reason for that, right? Why is that you've been armed? Why did your forefathers demand that you be an armed people? Why did they set that example? Because they lived that example, Hebrews 13:7, when they threw off the British. They couldn't have done that if they weren't an armed people. And that was the importance And that's why it was so imperative for them to teach us to be an armed people. Guess what they're doing, friends? They're trying these foreigners within the halls of government, acting in a foreign manner. They can call themselves Americans all that they want to, but they're acting like the foreign nations that they said that they were fleeing from concerning coming over to America that afforded them asylum. They're attacking the American people on the behalf of the countries they came from. It's not all of them. But folks, I'm dealing with the little leaving in the lump here. And you better leave in the lump. That's what I am telling you. What about this one? Here's another one that I want to highlight. Ilhan Omar again going around giving the American people the finger from morning to night. Every time she has something to say, the mainstream media is right there. Even if she wants to whisper it or she wants to say something that attacks who we are as a people. Hey, righteous people out there, I'm asking you the question, how do you tolerate this? She needs to be lawfully dealt with. She needs to be impeached and prosecuted. As a matter of fact, forgive me, she doesn't need to be impeached because she's not there lawfully. She's been installed. She needs to be removed. She needs to be held accountable for her treasonous acts and her domestic insurrection that she continuously attempts to create in our own backyard. That's why she's been put in place. Here, listen to this carefully, friends. This is an individual that's highlighting the crimes of Ilhan Omar once again.
5th Congressional District. And we called together this press conference in the wake of yesterday's article in the Minnesota Reformer about my opponent, Representative Omar. She paid her husband, Tim Minette, $3 million of campaign money. And the way her time in office has...
Where do you think she got that money, folks? $30 billion in fraud. Where do you think that money appeared from?
Misappropriated more than $1 million in money from South Dakota investors. They left workers unpaid.
So folks, you have these agencies behind closed doors that are allowing these that have been installed to network. And folks, you can take this how you want to take it. You are being regionalized. You are, Americans, you are being sold to your enemies. You are not. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Again, go to 2868. Go to Leviticus 26, starting verse 14. Go to the end of the chapter. You are being sold out to your enemies. That's why she's still there. Okay? I want to show this to you, and I see those calls. Just relax with me, guys. Some of you guys are getting a little ahead of me, but I'll catch up with you. I want you to understand what it is that you're dealing with in the halls of government. And this isn't just Minnesota. Again, this is all across the country. But we had an attorney here just recently stand up and tell the people what it... See, we got courageous men here, man, and I'm so pleased to see it. But it's coming from the unlikely courageous men. And this guy just happens to be an attorney in the state of Minnesota that says he's had enough. And he sees on both sides of the aisle that our said representatives are going outside and getting stoned together. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? I want to make sure you heard what I said. In getting stoned together, friends. And he said he's had enough of it. Okay? And folks, again, here
that are existing legislators right now. I know what goes on here. I know what happens at that northeast exit. I know when you leave there occasionally, you can go out there and smell pot. And I've seen the people that are doing that.
Mr. Chair, again, this is not
so
enough.
So what do they do,
nothing
folks?
About it.
So you have a lawyer calling out both sides of the aisle, telling the American people, namely the people in the state of Minnesota, at a House Ethics Committee that he sees that they're smoking dope together, what's the first thing they try to do? They try to shut it down. They try to shut it down. Americans, you know this is going on. This is a reflection of you.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, just letting you all know. I know everybody wants to sit there and talk about what the government's doing all day long, but government's a reflection of we the people, because we are the government. So I'm here to tell you, look at how far, and I speak to foreign countries, look at how far the American people have let this go. You have Muslims in the halls of government that are being used as a political battering ram to upend our Christian constitutional heritage by disarming us. If that doesn't tell you that you're under siege, you're under fire. Siege means slow takeover. If you don't see it for what it is, friends, then you're calling the Lord a liar, because this is exactly what he said he does to a rebellious and a revolting, wicked people that fail to keep his commandments. It's just that simple. I got Henry calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Henry, it's all yours, my friend.
Hey, brother. Hey, I'm with you there, man. We've been telling people. I mean, it's like they look at you like, what are you talking about? When you start going against Trump and all them, I mean, they're blocking us from every platform. I mean, wow.
I agree.
Hey, we did do good, though. We had in a grocery store, one of them big supermarkets had like three aisles, man. We were in there telling them, and we stopped the production of those aisles, everybody checking out. Everybody was listening to us, and everybody was agreeing.
Yep. Isn't that crazy? That's why the Henry, people haven't figured out. That's why the media is spending so much time inundating the people with fear, because they want to paralyze them from speaking to their neighbors. And once they begin to speak to their neighbors, they're going to lose all power and authority. And they're doing that. They're substantiating that. And they're affirming themselves because the people are listening to their lies in a belief system that they're more than the American people are. But that, again, falls to a situation where you can clearly see, spiritually and biblically speaking, a people falling under judgment. And it brings me over to Proverbs 28. But again, with that said, friends, I just want to tell you the importance of what Henry just said. Listen to what he said. Say it again, Henry, so everybody hears you, my friend.
Hey, look, everything y'all see on TV and they're talking about, it's just another one of their little socks they put out. Oh, we're going to do something. We're going to do something. Well, what they do that for is so all the cowards and all the people who don't want to stand up and stuff, they go, oh, somebody's going to do something now.
That's right.
So now it's the waiting game again. You know, that's all it's about.
Yep.
And until we stand up together, buddy, and bring all these criminals to justice, it's not going to end. They're just going to keep on rolling this stuff out here.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, all these politicians, I mean, we got invaders holding office, invaders in our country. Well, how much more do you need?
Exactly. I'm not going to add to or take away, Henry. Exactly. Go ahead. I'll give you the last word.
We listen to you every day, Bradley. I mean, you're the one that's telling the American people out there. I mean, I even get blocked for reposting your posts and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
It is.
And you're telling the truth.
Amen.
The people need to read the Constitution. They need to read the Bill of Rights. They need to read the Declaration of Independence. But most of all, they need to be reading the Bible.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Because like I said, and I tell everybody, without God, there is no moral law. Look what's happening in our country.
Yeah. If there was no Lord, we wouldn't.
We got molesters and pedophiles running it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Henry, if there was no Lord, we wouldn't be here, right? Just like when the atheists say they don't believe in God. Well, there would be no atheist if there was no God. I totally appreciate you, guy. I got Beth calling in from the Great Lakes. Speaking of gun control, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Beth. It's all yours.
Hi. I've been thinking about that gun control thing, how they're pushing everybody now to grab multiple guns. I mean, sales are really up.
Yep.
Do these guys maybe have stock in the gun companies?
Oh, I'm sure every time they do it. I remember when Obama was doing this, I said, man, they appreciate Obama because every time he initiates anything concerning gun control, which is completely un-American and unconstitutional, gun sales skyrocket. Matter of fact, it's happening right now in Virginia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. No, I understand what you're saying, and absolutely. I mean, that's all they have to do is just take one shot at the Second Amendment, and there they go again, skyrocketing gun sales. And who's to say behind closed doors? I mean, we know that the NRA is corrupt, so nothing would surprise me at this point, Beth. It really wouldn't.
Well, do you think then that we should just let them pass their laws?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
I agree with that.
Yeah. There's countries right now where they pass the law. See, they lose credibility if the people revolt. And there's countries right now where they passed basically what they call laws. Their unlaw is what they're called, in law.
And what's interesting is the people absolutely revolted against it, and they said, we're not giving up our guns. And the government sat down on it for a minute, and they came to the realization that they better enforce them, because if they don't enforce them, then the people win, and then the people begin to take strength again. And they don't want that to happen. So they don't want that to happen. So what the people in these countries need to do right now is stand strong and let them come door to door. And all of those that want to go, these agencies that are armed to go door to door, they need to turn around and look at the politicians and say, no, you go do it. I mean, because they know, folks, if the people don't do it for the bad guys can't do what the bad guys do. People need to think.
Exactly.
Yep. I'll give you the last word, Beth.
That's all I wanted to say.
Appreciate you, kiddo. Totally do. Folks, 281-845-4704. Man, if you guys can't get fired up about what's going on here, I honestly don't know what's going to move you, and I'm not going to go there today because it's very frustrating. I do want to say this. Bradley, you know, you're a preacher. Why is it that you're advocating the Second Amendment? Because I'm a preacher. That's why. Here, listen. Here, common sense comes into play, and I'm not going to speak to you demeaningly because maybe you don't know. But if you look at 1 Samuel 13:22, what does it say? What does the Word of God say? So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people who were with Saul and Jonathan, the new king, and his son. But they were found with Saul and Jonathan, his son. The only ones that had weapons were Saul and Jonathan. Guess how the Philistines controlled the children of Israel during that particular time? They disarmed them. Do you understand? They didn't have any weapons to stand up against their oppressors. That's their objective, people. Now, let me say this, but Bradley, that's the Old Testament. I know. And as I say at church every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page, I always reiterate the fact that the New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. It tells us in Luke 21 and 22. I don't like the translation, but this is what's coming up. And for the sake of time, I'm going to go for it. When a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are safe. Is that true? I mean, you see people today have been so desensitized and brainwashed and dummied down by the mainstream media that they actually believe they're going to put a little button on their shirt with a red going through a gun, a slash going through the gun, where it says proudly disarmed. Or how about this one? When you go into a store, like we went into a restaurant in Missouri, and before we walked in, it says guns banned in this premise. And I walked in and I said to the cashier, I said, you do realize what you're telling criminals, do you not? You're telling them, you're attracting them to come and commit crimes in your place of business with a gun. Here, let me say it this way, Americans, because I want to give you a little encouragement and ammo to stand up. Okay? 97% of all mass casualties, murders, I don't like the word casualty, but that's what they've come up with. 97% of all mass murders, do you know where they take place? In unconstitutional free zones. Did you hear what I said? Every single one of those said representatives, if they want to call themselves that, and if you want to acknowledge them as that, need to be held accountable for the death of every single person in one of those gun-free zones. Did you hear what I said? Why? Because they never had the authority to implement the policy that undermined the Second Amendment in the first place. But what does it say in Luke 21 and 22? This is Jesus. When a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divided up his plunder. How do dictators dictate? They disarm. You don't have to ask me. Hey, folks, that's all you have to do is ask none other than Mao Zedong, who said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Right? The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used against them to command the party to do the biddings of the people that are armed. That's why they have to disarm. Okay? Okay, well, Bradley, that's not good enough. Well, too bad. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. But for the sake of confirming my position biblically, what about Luke 22:36? Jesus tells his disciples, he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and go buy one. Did you hear that? It's the sword verse. It shifts and it indicates a shift in preparation for the disciple as they face coming opposition in the fulfillment of prophecy. Shifting from a time of security to one needing to be on the offensive and vigilance. Okay, we're talking about spiritually and naturally, friends. And in a country such as this one, who's called the light of the world, that's premised on common law, God's moral law, there's a reason our forefathers told us to bear arms. And I want to tell you why. For such a time as this. For such a time as this. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
You know, final segment, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. It's hard to sit down here, people. I'm a part of my message, to say the least. And we need to stay vigilant. What is the price of liberty? Thomas Jefferson said. Eternal vigilance. We just don't wake from the dead, get busy, and then lie down and act like everything's going to take care of itself. Absolutely not. We have to see this through. You all know what the word perseverance means, right? It means a continued a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. A continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. That means you keep bearing your cross, you keep your hands to that plow, and you keep going all the way through and don't stop short of it. Folks, let me reiterate this because I'm going back to my conversation with our friend from Arkansas. Americans, listen, you need to communicate with each other. You need to come together, friends, lawfully and hold these scoundrels accountable for their crimes, every single one of them. Okay, all these protests and all these that they set up, friends, where you think the bad guys have all these people on their side and they're all behind the dictators like a Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota who still has to be brought to justice as promised by the good guys. It's interesting that they're all bussed in. You all understand that this is all bought and paid for. They're paid provocateurs. You have to understand what I'm telling you. They can't do it any other way, friends, because they don't have the support. That's why they brought the illegals into the country. You understand? And I told you that 20 years before they did. I want you to contemplate that. Tell me the Lord has not been faithful to us. He is faithful and all the more faithful because he's not going to deny himself. 2 Timothy. Folks, the best quote ever, if violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon, the criminal, does not fear the police. No, he doesn't. That's why they're shooting the police. He fears neither judge. No, that's why they're taking out the judges. They're not afraid of the jury. They're going to be afraid of this one, right? Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. That's why you're armed, people, regardless who the assailant is. That's why you are an armed people. And I'm talking to law abiders here, of course, not lawbreakers, not lawbreakers. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie. By the way, final segment, 281-845-4704. Margie from Minnesota, it is all yours, sister.
Hey, Bradley, you know, I worked at the grocery store, and I had a man with a veteran's hat come up to me and say, there's a man in here that's wearing a holster and carrying a gun. Aren't you a gun-free zone? And he was really rattled, and I said, oh, no, we're not a gun-free zone. And I said, I'm glad he might be an off-duty police officer or whatever. And I said, you're a veteran, right? He said, yes.
Yeah.
And I said, don't you want our rights to be able to bear arms? And he said, yeah, but not in a grocery store.
You know,
I mean, what do you say to that, Bradley?
It's absolute ignorance. I mean, you should have asked him what he fought for. I mean, didn't he swear to uphold the Constitution? Didn't he swear to uphold our God-given rights? That includes the Second Amendment. I like when I go somewhere and I see somebody that's caring. I like seeing that because it's like, you know what? I'm not the only one. And everybody else in this room, you probably have how many other people in that room that are conceal and carry that nobody knows? And that's exactly the purpose of conceal and carry, is to let the bad guys not know that you have 5 or 10 other individuals in this restaurant or this grocery store right now that aren't going to tolerate you and your crimes. That is America.
Exactly. But you know what's funny? They won't let us say, you know, I have my permit to carry, and they won't let me bring my gun in.
Well, I wouldn't. You're not asking for permission. It's better for you to ask for forgiveness than permission. And the thing is you can't, Margie. They don't have any right to suppress your right. That's the point. So the law stands on your side, and the burden of proof stands on their side. They don't have it, but you do.
Interesting.
Yep.
So I should just bring it with me and put it under the cash register.
I'm not going to tell you either way. You're asking me what I do. That's all I can give you. I'm not going to
you get
what I'm saying, because I don't want you to
Absolutely.
Don't want you to have to go through something that I wouldn't go through. But again, I wouldn't be preaching from the housetops telling other people to do what I'm not willing to do neither.
Yeah, I get it, Bradley. Thank you.
You got it. By the way, I wanted to let everybody know, on Tuesday, May 19th, if you're in the 5-state area, we have a room in the back. It's for nothing more than getting together with people in the community to begin to communicate one with another. Folks, I have made an appeal to the sheriff, several times. I've made appeal to other people asking the questions concerning the locals in the county where the studio is. Why is it that nobody's rallying the people together? People need to communicate what's going to happen, is something's going to take place, and everybody's going to be sitting there spinning out trying to figure out what they should do rather than coming together with their neighbors to actually deal with the assault. I want to give you a case in point really quick. When I first moved into the county in which we reside now, we had met the local sheriff, and he was an old school guy. And after we sat with him for just a little bit, I'd asked him, you know, why are people not communicating here? He said, this is what I would do if we were under attack concerning my county. He said, I would basically call up all of those that I know have permits to carry. That's what he said. And he said, I would rally the troops to defend our county from an assailant, those that were attacking the county. That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, folks, the county sheriffs all over the country should be doing that. But I want to tell you who they're listening to. Like in the state of Minnesota, we have all of these sheriffs in the counties throughout the state. Not every single one of them, but a small portion of them are actually doing their job. A small portion. But a majority of them all, they say they can't stand Walls. They can't stand Ellison. But every time they say something, instead of the sheriffs obeying the Constitution, you know what they do? They put down the Constitution in obedience to those they say they hate, who are doing dictatorial initiatives concerning what they're doing is unconstitutional. They're obeying unlaw rather than enforcing the law. And I think people forget those that are in government, they have a higher responsibility. And if they give me or anybody else or anybody in government, a judge, a police officer, a sheriff, whatever the case might be, if they give them an unconstitutional order, that person individually and corporately, if need be, need to stand up and say, absolutely not, I will not obey your unconstitutional order. That's not what the sheriffs are doing, friends. No, you know what the sheriffs are doing here? They're saying our hands are tied behind our back. No, they're not. No, they're not. You swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies. That includes those within the halls of government. Hello? You're going to let them play the Judas to the whole state? And how many hundreds of you sheriffs are going to stand back and listen to his unlawful, unconstitutional orders in the face of what you swore to do with your hand on the Bible and say your hands are tied? You're a coward. You're the type that goes to the Nuremberg trials. You're the type that goes out and commits the crimes, or you allow the crime to happen, which means you're an accomplice to the crime, and you're just as guilty as the crime. Instead of you doing your job and what you swore to do, you just obey the one that you say that you hate. You are a hypocrite. You hold the truth in unrighteousness, and you will, by God and man, be held accountable for your sworn oath, regardless if you obey it or not. But again, just imagine if they all did what they swore they would do. Nope. I've never seen so many cowards in all of my life, people. And again, I'm not talking about all the sheriffs, but I am saying a good portion of them, folks, are worthless. There's no better way to say it. Marla, final call. I got less than a minute. It's all yours.
Hey, Bradley. So while I'm working, I was listening through the Senate down on the state floor. And I want to say there's a couple guys that actually stood up and said the right thing, brought up the Constitution, that we the people are the ones that rule. They work for us. But I will say, Eric Lucero was up just a little bit ago. One of the things that he mentioned had to do with they're so worried about saving one life and if they can save one life. But what I was going to say is that they're focusing on saving a life. One thing they won't talk about if they are focused on it, why they don't bring up abortion and the disregard for life in that realm.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting, Marla, the same people that are using the emotional plea to the American people as to protect the innocent from the assailants with a gun? Isn't it interesting? These are the same people that are actually the ones that are responsible for voting to murder innocent children in the womb.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? And I'm going to say something, one more thing, and let you go. I know it's the end.
Yep, you got it.
This is from Argument. Carry your gun wherever you go. I've gone through hospitals, metal detectors, and I don't know how I got through, but I did, and I take it everywhere, no matter what the sign says. Because as you have said, I don't ask for permission. It's my right.
Amen.
So just a little tip off from Argument. Don't worry. Move on.
Amen. Amen, Marla. I appreciate the phone call. Hey, folks, are you listening to this? You got the women saying and telling the men what it is that the men should be telling all of us, right? Because I'm looking for those guys to unify with. And I'm sure other men are looking for other men, too, that are willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. But again, what we have witnessed here, besides Henry, our friend from Arkansas, we've heard the women. And again, I appreciate every single one of you. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We're going to pick this up and we're going to add a little more gas to the fire concerning other topics that are taking place in the United States of America. I also wanted to say this, folks. Do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, because I'm here to tell you, friends, as you all the well know, we do not have sponsors. We do not have a golden calf that we serve here. Without you becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep us out there, we're not going to be able to remain out there, okay? So it's up to you. And folks, we're on the front line. We're out there bringing about and fighting for the answers, to bring about lawful answers to the issues that so many do nothing but complain about, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to Sons or Daughter of Liberty. Also check out the stores for those that order. Your orders go out first thing in the morning. And again, folks, love you.